Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We've been talking today about so many prayers, so many people reaching out and saying how thankful they are that those two Pennsylvania state troopers who were injured in a domestic type shooting, an ambush, if you will, in a rural part of Pennsylvania, caught up in that. Because when you answer a 911 call, sometimes those domestic situations, and this one apparently was a neighbor dispute that led to an ambush shooting of these two Pennsylvania state troopers. Many prayers for them. That happened in a rural part of Pennsylvania, but it really, you know, brings us forth to just thanking those of you who protect and serve. And especially because we have so many police departments here in the city of Philadelphia, where I'm broadcasting from, where I know that so many recruitment efforts are out to say, please think about becoming a law enforcement officer. What a great career to protect and serve the community where you live. And that brings us to the story of a former NFL player. In fact, former Philadelphia Eagle, Brandon Hughes, who played cornerback, if you recall, the Philadelphia Eagles between 2010, 2013, sworn into a local police department, Falls Township. And so glad to have you here. Brandon Hughes here taking on this new role of protecting and serving. Thanks for being with me here on my show. Thank you so much, Brandon.
I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Well, really enjoyed seeing that swearing in ceremony. A proud moment for you and your family. Your wife and kids look so proud of you. What? So first of all, congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And so what drew you to, I mean, obviously, the height of this is a dream, right, of so many people that you could play in the NFL and for our beloved Eagles here. But then to go from that career, how do you transition from being a Philadelphia Eagle and cheered right on the field now to protecting and serving?
Well, that's a great question. I have a pretty unique experience after playing ball. So when I finished playing for the Eagles, I moved to the area where I'm currently employed, and I've been running a gym. I've been training adults and kids for the last 10 years, and I consider it to be an easy adjustment. One, because I'm familiar with the community. Two, I'm constantly giving, which is what this job is. Mm-hmm. And at its most purest level, you know, you give yourself to the community. You obviously take a great risk while doing so. You're able to help impact people's lives. But I've been doing that for the last 10 to 12 years now. So it's just a natural bridge. And it's just another way of giving myself back.
You know, I wonder what you thought of when we think about the presidential fitness test, mm-hmm. making a comeback, and just in this country, I guess it was kind of supersized by the pandemic when Americans just worldwide were kind of known as, you know, not being as fit as you, for sure. But bringing that fitness test back and trying to encourage everybody of every, no matter what your age or generation, everybody needs to get out, get the steps in. What would you say mm-hmm. to that as far as the state of fitness and just encouraging people?
Well, fitness and in my humble opinion, fitness and ambition goes together, right? Mm-hmm. So the more you take care of yourself, the more health conscious mm-hmm. You are, the easier it is to chase your goals. Fitness, to reach a certain level of fitness, you have to have a decent amount of drive. And discipline to reach your goals, you have to have a decent amount of drive and discipline. So when you incorporate fitness, fitness is going to give you the energy to and the discipline to and parlay that into your secondary, not your secondary, your primary goal, which should be to elevate yourself and to continue to progress and continue to achieve a higher level of your career and goals. Mm-hmm. So, It ties hand to hand. It goes together.
And so for you though, did you, so initially because of the gym, you were working with the police department, were you helping them train and that sort of thing? Is that how you kind of got to know this police department in particular?
I volunteered at their youth academy,
Nice.
and I was actually training one of the officers who pushed me towards Falls Township, Officer Almeida. They call him, for his real name is Francisco, but we call him Chino. He ain't gonna like that I said that, but and I was training his son. I won't mention his name. I was training his son, and he approached me after a session. He asked me, he said, "Hey, we have a bunch of kids that are interested in law enforcement. I really, basically, he loved my energy, the way I interacted with his kids. He saw the way that I trained and my approach and how much I cared. And he asked me to do the physical portion of the youth academy. And I said, absolutely. I did it 1 year and fell in love with it. I was able to go in and do one of my favorite things, which is one to cause pain, good pain. But also I was able to go in and be a part of a young person's dream and goal, which is what I absolutely love doing, which is why I train kids and I train adults. But obviously adults aren't young, but my so I was able to go in and help them with the physical portion of the camp and make it into a competitive environment, and also show them through those drills what teamwork is like, because that's what policing is as well. Like, you're working with a team, you got to learn to cooperate, you have to learn to look out for one another. So I was able to just tailor the program and make it as interactive and
Nice.
as fun as possible. So I've done that, I believe, the last 2 years, but it could be three. I'm getting old, my
Nice.
brain everywhere sometimes.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, as far as, we think of criminal justice, how policing has evolved, and, do you think you offer something a little different just because of your life experience, as far as, like you're saying, being a team player on the Philadelphia Eagles, transitioning to this? I would imagine that, if, especially when you speak to young people in the community, they listen a little more intent. I mean, you have a little more street cred, if you will. And so do you think, or nah, or do you think that will be helpful as far as being a role model in the community?
Well, our department is huge on the community aspect of policing. It's one thing to run around. Most when you think about policing, especially in today's day and age, people think of all the things that they see on Instagram. They see all the negative aspects of it. But what Falls Township is, it's very big, very, very, they place a great emphasis on the community aspect of it. And obviously, I've already been ingrained into the community, but being a former Eagle, and being young, I will have the ability to I guess that I will have a step up, or I can, just,
I see what you're saying.
yeah, I can't find the right word for it, but people think it's cool. Like, this entire process has been absolutely crazy for me, as far as like the l amount of love and interaction that I've had. I didn't think it would be like this. I've had my 400 text messages, stations reaching out, and
Nice.
I get to see the impact that I am able to have. I actually told Chief, I was like, I can't wait to actually get started in May, because I have some ideas of what we can do to continue to advance our community agenda, especially as it relates to the youth, because I have a unique way of being able to relate to them. And they, I'm a former NFL player. A lot of people, a lot of kids aspire to, do different things in sports. That's usually the number one thing if you talk to a kid. What do you want to be? Professional athlete. Now, They have a, you know, a professional athlete on the police force. How cool is that? You know,
Yeah.
so.
What you symbolize to me as well is that you're right. The policing in America has had, let's say, some bad PR, public relations, right? And so as
Absolutely.
part of the evolution of going toward what you're saying, which Bucks County has, Montgomery County has, hopefully Philadelphia goes back to this more community policing instead of just looking at stats and producing numbers, because I think that's where we went wrong. And I can say that because my husband and I have lived in Philadelphia. We used to have bike cops. We knew all of our cops, whether they walked the beat, bike cops, cops on horses. We knew everybody. And now it has changed over the years. And so part of that is changing that imagery and having that relationship, because I think it's tougher. Even for a young person, if they know the name, if the officer knows their name, if you know their name or you're familiar, I do think that makes the difference. Because then, okay, we're all in a community together. So how are we going to solve, you know, these different issues, the mental health crisis, all of it? And so that personalization, if you will, the fact that you're a known person, I think it makes a huge difference, Brandon.
It does. I mean, just to piggyback off what you mentioned, I'm not familiar with the way that Philadelphia PD patrols, but I know that just being a 40-year-old African American man, that it makes a big difference when you know who's pulling up, when you know that I'm not trying to police you. I'm not just trying to police crime. We're trying to be involved in the community. It's a partnership. So if we're just running around, kicking in doors, arresting people, that's sowing distrust. So you have to have the community aspect, and it makes your job easier, on the individual level. It makes your partner's jobs easier as they approach the community, and it empowers the community to become active participants in the policing process. So, yeah, I like that we place a great emphasis on community policing. That's one of the biggest reasons why I was drawn to this department.
That's wonderful. Brandon Hughes, Officer Brandon
Can I
Hughes.
ask him a quick question?
Absolutely, Dan
Yeah, no,
Borowski,
I'm
our
curious
executive
because
producer.
I remember Brandon from Madden. He was like a 95 plus speed, and that's because he ran a sub
I was
four four.
fast, baby.
He ran a sub 4.4 40 yard dash. I'm curious, are you still running a 4.38?
Yeah, I run a 4.38 to the refrigerator.
That's your story,
No,
and you're
I'm
sticking
still
to it.
pretty fast though. It's funny that we talked about the youth academy. I didn't run this year because I wised up after the after I had we were doing suicide races to finish at a competitive level, and one of the kids called me out, and you know the my
Turned on the
competitive
jets.
juices kicked in. And it was like a 16-year-old kid. I knew he was going to be fast because he looked fast. I'm not going to say why he looked fast, but he looked fast. So I was like, all right, let me tie my shoes. I got down. We raced. I took off. My first step is good, but these young kids, they have energy. My energy went like this quick.
Are you saying you got
So
beat?
I can run a 4.3 takeoff. But as I pick up speed, it goes to about a 4.6.
You got a 4.320.
I love
Yeah.
it. And
Yes.
finally, are you still running Fuel House? That's still going on?
Oh yes. Thanks for asking about that. I do still own and operate Fuel House. Right now, we are blessed to have Brenner Crone. I actually taught him to train, and then he left me for a little bit, and now he's back and he's running the adult classes. So if anyone is interested in training with the best of Bucks 2025, which is what he is right now, he won best of Bucks trainer. I taught him,
Nice.
so you know, he's running his adult classes, and then on top of that, I've had the opportunity and the privilege to impact a lot of young people's lives from a from an athletic standpoint. I've had kids go to Syracuse, and whatnot. I just had another kid commit. I have about 15 or 20
nice.
Kids that have gone to college, and I've impacted a lot of different kids' athletic careers, high school and post high school. So we're still doing the athletic side. It's the athletic side. It's www.fuelhouse.fitness. Once again, it's www.fuelhouse.fitness. Go on there, check us out. We do athletic training, nice. And we do adult classes.
Yeah, so you're in Park Plaza, is that right?
Morrisville? Plaza in Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. Great website. So
it's
we have
a great website, right?
A lot of my girlfriends are like, oh, I'm going to go work out. Form
oh,
yeah.
Shoot. Tell, oh,
get
go to.
They tune it into the video, and that's why they're saying that.
Go to Fuel House. Go to Fuel House Sports. I don't know. I don't know what Zoom does.
Fuelhouse.fitness. Fuelhouse.fitness.
Yeah, Fuel I'm House about to give fitness. You the Instagram handle. I'm sorry if you got to go to commercial, but
no,
that's all right.
Right now.
No, I love it.
Yeah, it's the adult class handle on Instagram is Fuelhouse Strength and Fitness.
Okay.
And then the athletic side is Fuel House Sports on Instagram. You can see all the videos. You'll hear me cursing. You'll hear me talking crazy to the kids, but it's all in good fun. And then Brenner's just on a whole another level. The personality at Fuel House is just through the roof. It's by far the best gym in the area.
Love it.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
It
well, fitness when fitness is contagious, that's a good thing because then you just want to, be fit, have the camaraderie with everybody. It's high energy. Listen, Brandon Hughes, I hope you come back. Want to talk more fitness talk too. That's a good idea. We have to do a live remote. We'll get Dan Borowski in some tights, maybe.
Yeah, that's
I don't
not
know.
Happen.
You know?
I don't think so. There's not,
if you wear tights, I'll wear tights.
Well, listen, Brandon Hughes, we really appreciate you. It's a great story and a great journey. So we hope that we can keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate both of you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Take care.
You take care, too. Happy Friday. Yeah, Fuel House. We got to fuel your fitness. I love it. This is awesome. Because a lot
what
of the
guy.
Gyms, he's a great guy.
I know.
They're so smart, by the way. I mean, it's a brilliant move for a local police department.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, and not only helping kids, but helping the community by protecting us.
Hell
of a guy.
It's wonderful. And I forgot to ask him, but what happens? He pulls somebody over, and usually you're like, oh, you're all nervous, and then he gets recognized, right? And they're like, can I have your autograph? Instantly, the person has a completely different view. That'd be funny too. How do I know you?
I think he's still connected. You want to ask him that?
I don't know if he's still there. Have you ever?
Brandy's there.
Oh, you're still there.
It's funny. I'm laughing because. There's a lot of people that's hitting me up. Hey, when you pull me over, can I get your autograph? I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do something to get you to pull me over. I'm gonna find out when you're on shift. And look, I'm gonna ask for your autograph.
People are just driving around with the Eagles helmet in the back seat of Falls Township now, waiting to get pulled over by this guy speeding around.
We just had our community event, and my wife was like, "Do you see the way that those kids are staring at you?" I'm trying not to look.
I love it though.
Feel him beaming through the side.
No Neck over on YouTube says, "Yeah, you can get his autograph. I'll be on the citation he issues for you."
Yes,
right. But I think it's going to be it's going to be a good asset because one, I believe there's two of us. There's two African American cops on this force right now. So I'm going to be highly recognizable.
Yes.
It puts people, it's going to help put people at ease.
Yeah.
Unless they're really, into some stuff. And then,
then not so much.
To be at ease.
Well, then we'll see if I still run a 4-3 or not.
Listen, you're a great sport. We hope you come back
Thank you, sir.
Want to keep in touch and follow Fuel House and do more stories on being fit, too. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you. Hope to be back on soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I just love the feel-good stories, feel-good Friday. But Fuel House, I always dream of doing, when they get the big apparatus and you have to move it? That's what my David, who's like the football player, I'm like, I could do that. He's like, Mom, just stop.
Someone standing on dummies just yelling at you to push.
I'm like, I could do that. Have no idea how strong I am. They're like, stop, you're embarrassing me. But fitness is not just for the guys. Like, we all have to be fit. And I do, I swear, it was something in the pandemic. We all just, even though it's years later, with there was that impact. And so many people just have to get back to it. So I think we have to do
it. I mean, I'm notably unfit. Well, I have been until I got my pup. And I'm walking multiple miles per day. And I am a believer in fitness.
Yeah. Well, now you.
That sounds odd to say, but.
Well, believe me, you and Maisie, you're going to have a little, the
little
baby.
Little girl on the way. Yeah.
So wait till she's. So think about it. She's born in October. That means by next summer.
I'm going to have
guys,
a dad bod.
Oh, you're going to be like running, but you're going to have to run.
Yeah, I know. I will have to, or else I'm going to be 500 pounds.
Because they move faster than a full. I mean, I swear they move so fast. Boom. So you got to be fit. You got to be ready, right?
Can't wait.
Oh, that's so exciting. So exciting. All right. 855-839-1210. Make sure that you, if you haven't given us a thumbs up or subscribed on the Utes, on the YouTube, you got to do that. What else? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, it's Friday. What a sunny, beautiful Friday. It's nice to finally have clear skies, not the haze from the Canada wildfires. We have that going on. You heard the update from State Senator Tracy Penicuik about the Pennsylvania budget. TikTok, they got to get that done. They do this, you know, they do this a lot where they go over the deadline. So we'll hopefully they will get that done. We also have the story of a guy, if you've ever had a boss who you hated, right? But this guy plants a bomb underneath his boss's vehicle. Crazy story. That, well, yeah. That's- can you imagine? And then, by the way, we do have Kristi Noem, and she is announcing how many illegals have left through the reversed app. Because remember, they redid the Biden app to the Trump app, which is, hey, if you're here illegally, we will help you to leave the country legally, so that you can legally apply to come back in, and we'll expedite that. So we have new numbers coming in on that one. Your Piazza Pet of the Month, you got to check out Blue and Spot. They're so adorable. So stay tuned for that one. So much breaking with President Trump, the administration, a lot of news, the Gator in Bucks County. Oh, man, stay right there because we've got it all for you. But how's your kitchen looking? At Kitchen Magic, they've been transforming kitchens. And by the way, not just kitchens, they really do a lot. They do baths. How's the bathroom? How's the master bath? Or maybe that foyer bathroom that you're embarrassed for the company, you know, you're going to have this fall and this holiday season coming up. Well, they've been transforming kitchen and baths for more than 45 years right here in the USA. They're family owned, second generation strong, and they manufacture their cabinets right in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. What does it mean? No tariffs to worry about. No middleman, just expert craftsmanship and unbeatable value. So this month, this August, take advantage of up to 30% off cabinets during their Summer of Savings event. 30% off. What are you waiting for? Trust the name your neighbors have for decades, Kitchen Magic. Just call them or you can always visit kitchenmagic.com today. 30% off, honey. Kitchen Magic, 30% off, kitchenmagic.com. Do it. It is a beautiful Friday morning.
Well, afternoon.
Not for...
Oh, no, it's morning.
I know. Well, when you get up, believe me, when you get up, when we get up, it's like we're, you know, 3:30 in the morning. Here's the... It's not a beautiful morning or a beautiful Friday for one Tish, New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's hit with subpoenas as part of a grand jury probe. Yeah, you're getting the probe, as she deserves it. And this is from the Albany U.S. Attorney's Office into her, Tish's, offices. Remember that ridiculous civil fraud, political persecution of President Trump? Remember this whole thing? $500 million. It was civil, not criminal, going after his business, going after his family, going after his sons. Well, guess what? Now you can feel the probe, Ms. James. So Department of Justice, DOJ, convening this grand jury following up after the FBI had opened an investigation into the matter. And so this is a second subpoena now reportedly dealing with the AG's own probe into the NRA. That one was first reported, by the way, by the NYT New York Times. So well-placed sources, according to what the New York Post, they're saying it did not indicate whether or not the probe included recent claims of mortgage fraud by the AG, by James, on properties in Brooklyn and Virginia. So this is separate from that because we've reported on that situation. This one specifically is looking into her, you know, alleged, I have to say alleged, political persecution of Trump, a former president at that time, a candidate at that time, for his business case, which went nowhere, as we well know. So, but it was, that's, remember, they were going after a former president, a current candidate, going after him to basically ban him from doing business in his hometown, his birthplace of New York, also trying to punish his own, his sons, and really going after him to have to pay all of that money. It was crazy. And I will look toward the, you know, toward the transparency. Let's see what we find there. Wow. It was just, you have to, we have to remind ourselves of what they did, which was really awful. So that brings me to, you know, I'll stick with DOJ. This is Pam Bondi speaking out. $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Can we listen into this one?
Today, the Department of Justice and State Department are announcing a historic $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro. Maduro uses foreign terrorist organizations like TDA, Sinaloa, and Cartel of the Suns to bring deadly drugs and violence into our country. To date, the DEA has seized 30 tons of cocaine linked to Maduro and his associates, with nearly 7 tons linked to Maduro himself, which represents a primary source of income for the deadly cartels based in Venezuela and Mexico. Cocaine is often laced with fentanyl, resulting in the loss and destruction of countless American lives. The DOJ has seized over $700 million of Maduro-linked assets, including 2 private jets, 9 vehicles, and more. Yet Maduro's reign of terror continues. He is one of the largest narco traffickers in the world and a threat to our national security. Therefore, we've doubled his reward to $50 million. Under President Trump's leadership, Maduro will not escape justice, and he will be held accountable for his despicable crimes.
$50 million.
Information to bring this criminal to justice, call 1-202-307-4228 or go online.
$50 million reward. That's incredible. Historic, really. Wow. We have other news of the day that I want to get to, and that is just updating. Thank God, and thank you for your prayers, as these 2 Pennsylvania State Troopers who were shot yesterday while answering 911 calls for help, they are recovering this morning. Their conditions stabilized, and this one was the neighborly dispute of some sort where a 61-year-old man shot and killed his neighbor lady. She's identified as Lori Wasco. She was 57 years young. And she was shot and killed while walking to her car. Crazy Susquehanna county, I should say. But in this one, 911 calls from neighbors and Lori's boyfriend. And this guy then, according to authorities, waits for the police to come, the Pennsylvania State Troopers, and shoots the Pennsylvania State Troopers. They were shot twice. And so they were rushed with, and by the way, shot him with the, you know, semi-automatic weapon, just opens fire, a blitz of bullets. They were both struck multiple times, rushed to area hospitals. Thank God those doctors, nurses, medical professionals able to save their lives, and as well an EMT who was coming to treat them was injured. So in that one, we still don't know the motive of this one, but for our brave Pennsylvania State Troopers, you know, I know there were, I believe they were med flighted, yes, they were med flighted, but we're just thinking about our Pennsylvania State Troopers. Please keep Troopers Joseph Parenchinsky and Trooper William Jenkins. Please keep them and their families in your prayers, if you would. So I want to talk about that one. Also want to highlight for you, and I have to move along. Do we have to go, or am I okay?
We do have to go.
We have to go.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to take a break here. We have so much to talk about, but we will be talking about as well our favorite Piazza Pets of the month. Please open your hearts and your homes to our great Piazza Pets. The latest numbers as we look toward the latest government estimate that nearly 19 million illegals have come into this country illegally. Again, they're here illegally. And that was during the previous administration. Today, we got an update from HHS Secretary Kristi Noem announcing 1 million illegals have self-deported. That's just in about the past 6 months during the Trump administration. And she's pointing out once again, if you self-deport, then no harm, no foul. They want to give you a pathway to now legally apply without cutting in line in front of those who have been in line and legally applied. That brings me to the next. I want you to listen to this because I think Stephen Miller, he so succinctly words this as to the Democrat strategy of why. Why would they let tens of millions of people unvetted, most of them unvetted, come into this country? Here it is.
Chicago, New York, Massachusetts. Democrats have gerrymandered the vote beyond recognition to try to maintain their advantage in the House elections. On top of that, let's not forget, Democrats rigged the 2020 census by including illegal aliens. Remember, they sued Donald Trump. They sued the administration. They fought tooth and nail to include illegal aliens in the census. 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist but for illegal aliens. Texas is taking just a small corrective step against this ocean of fraud, this ocean of abuse by the corrupt Democrat Party, Sean.
The ocean of fraud. And that's really what it was. And that's why the Democrats, if you see them out in full force in the media doing a full court press as they're saying, whoa, we cannot have the Republicans mid-census because usually when you redraw district lines, it coincides with a new census. So the point here by the Trump administration is, well, they rigged the last census, included non-citizens, so you need to push the reset button. And then, of course, you look toward representing the citizens, the actual correct accounting for U.S. citizens. And that's why they're doing this. Also, it brings forth the event of and the situation of how this is reported, because you keep hearing these reports about different illegals here in ICE custody and ICE officers and law enforcement demonized. You're going to hear the story, and it's a tragic story by all accounts. A Chinese national, Mr. Gi, I reported on this earlier. So very quickly, this is Chofeng Gi, 32-year-old citizen of China in ICE custody, reportedly committing suicide, found hanged himself in the shower of a holding center there, detained at the Moshannon Valley Processing Center in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania. That's all you're hearing. And then demonizing the advocates, the liberal media, they're saying that, oh, ICE, they're responsible for this man's death. And this is why we need to not call ICE, not allow ICE to detain these individuals. Why was he detained? I had to look this up. You're going to hear about this. You're going to see it. And I want to prepare you, because the local Paxton, Lower Paxton Township Police Department arrested this person last January. Has nothing to do with ICE. This guy, at the end of the day, was charged and pleaded guilty to all kinds of crimes, including hacking into computers, all kinds of fraud, conspiracy issues, and fraudulently using hacking into computers and defrauding victims. That's what this guy pleaded guilty to. And so that is why then he pleaded guilty. He was in custody and facing sentencing. ICE is notified because he's here illegally. That's how he ended up in custody of ICE. That's what happened. So I want you to be armed with that information, because they're making it sound like this is just another illegal here innocently in this country. No, no, no. That's the truth behind the story. Just wanted to give you that heads up. All right, switching gears to a lovely story of two brothers. They're two brother puppies, let's say. We had a great behind-the-scenes video shoot with our friends at Piazza Pets, who are the wind beneath our wings. We hope that you think about giving a forever home to these beautiful Piazza pups up for adoption right now with our friends at the Brandywine Valley SPCA. Take a look. We're back. Piazza Pet of the Month. Dawn Stensland here with Sarah Smith. We've got Blue. We've got Spot. And this is a special duo up for adoption, right, Sarah?
Yeah, we're so excited to feature the two of these guys.
This is, I think, one of my favorite things, you know, to get to meet really wonderful pets, dogs and cats that need a home. Whether now, as far as Blue or Spot, you could also foster them, Sarah?
Yeah, sure. You know, we would love to see them out of the shelter no matter what. If it's a short stay or a full-time adoption, we would love that. Just stop on by and meet them and see what you can do to welcome them into your home.
And what is special about these two brothers?
They're brothers, they're litter mates, and they're 7 years old, and they are a bonded pair, so they need to be adopted together. They really rely on each other, and we know that the right family is out there for the two of them.
We've talked about this, Sarah.
Yes.
Sometimes people, because of money, because of a move, let's say, because of health reasons, and they entrust you with their beloved pets.
Yeah.
To make sure that their family members get a good forever home.
Yeah, you know, these two had to come back to us. They were with us a few years ago, but we're here to help them find a new family. We know that they have other animals. And, you know, this is us helping our community. You know, whenever you adopt from us, we're there for you to support you. It's an unfortunate situation that these two ended up back with us and their owners are entrusting us to find a new adopter for them. But we know that they're out there.
They're really sweet, I will say,
yeah.
Just their demeanor, just very laid back, very sweet. We're out here. It's a pretty hot day, and they're really patient.
They really just want to be lap dogs. I mean, they would be great for really any, like, more relaxed family, you know? I mean, I'm sure the kids would be fine with them, but it would be more like they're not going to play with them all the time. So, you know, great for a single person, really any family. And they've lived with other pets, so we know that they're good with other animals, too.
What kind of dogs are they?
So we know that they're some sort of mix with a heeler, a blue heeler mix, which is kind of how they get their name, Blue and Spot. You know, but we never know the full breed lineage of our dogs because most of them come in as strays. So originally they had come as part of our second chance program from the South. They really are so sweet. They're entering their golden years, and they really need a soft place to really relax and settle in and just have that be their forever home.
We also want to point out that if you're not at that point, which I'm not right now, you're not able to adopt. There are many other ways to give.
Sure. You know, we really would welcome anyone to come in to volunteer with us, foster for us. These two would be great as fosters if you just want a short-term commitment for now to let them be in a home instead of a kennel. You know, they've been in a home for so long.
Yeah.
To get them out of the shelter, that would be great. And donations go a long way. You know, we are our own nonprofit. We're our own organization, and we really do rely on those donations from the public to help us support this work, this life-saving work.
You know, when somebody adopts, you know, Blue and Spot,
mm-hmm.
right now their immunizations, all of that is all up to date, taken
yep.
care of right now.
Sure.
Right? So,
yeah, I mean, every animal that gets adopted at the Brandywine Valley SPCA is microchipped, spayed and neutered, and has their current vaccines. So they're ready to go home that same day. That's such a savings for the folks that are adopting. And then we have animal health centers, so you're welcome to come back to us and have us be your primary vet source for your pets.
Do you have any update for us on Piazza Pets of the last months as far
sure.
as the
adoptions? Sure, you know, we were so grateful to come out and do our live broadcast with you, and all of the pets except Sapphire. Sapphire is still looking for a new home.
Aww.
He's still at our Westchester shelter, but the rest of them were all adopted. And then when you came out to our shelter in Newcastle, I think that all of the animals that you met there have been adopted. So,
awesome.
You know, we're doing a good job. I would love to see Sapphire get a home, and Blue and Spot. You know, all of those animals rescued from Texas, you know, some of them are still waiting for homes, but most of them are in their forever homes now too.
That's beautiful. So here's the deal. You can go to 1210 WPHT to our Piazza Pet page if you're interested in knowing more about what we're doing. Thanks to Piazza Auto Group. We really have to thank them. And thank you at the Brandywine Valley SPCA because
sure.
you do so much.
We're
really
so grateful. I mean, you know, this is a great way for them to be featured and to get them out into the community. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for watching. We'll be back for next month's edition. For now, So that's our Piazza Pet of the Month here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Thank you so much, Piazza Auto Group, Piazza Premium Automobiles. You see that I'm broadcasting from the Piazza studios right now, and they are really the wind beneath our wings, or maybe the wind beneath the paws of Piazza Pets, right? So Blue and Spot, can't say enough. These are sweet doggies, and you saw them, their demeanor. They're just really adorable. So if you're thinking about a pet, think about Blue and Spot or our friends at Brandywine Valley SPCA and Sarah Smith. Thank you, Sarah. Special shout out. A lot of fun, Dan. We'll get, now you and Maisie already have the doggy,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
and you're about to get the bait. One. Maybe, yeah. Dom, I don't know, did Dom and Ro, maybe they need some,
they
need some pets, yeah. I think. Kitty cats, doggies.
I think Freddie the cat would object. He needs all the attention in the world. But we'll consider it for Piazza. Yeah. Hey, Dawn, we're going to talk with the lawyer for the girl and the mom that were stiffed by the local federal court yesterday over that having to run against a male. The woman judge even said, hey, honey, you don't have a 100% guarantee to privacy either in your shower or locker room. Wow.
Oh
my
goodness.
A judge, and a female judge, I might add.
It's crazy time. And it's Dom time. Dom Giordano, a great show just ahead.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.